Today's reading begins in Psalm 145, Psalm 145, verse 1. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They will speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom, and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cries and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Psalm 147. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem, he gathers the outcasts of Israel, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, he determines the number of the stars, he gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power, his understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble, he casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving, make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds, he prepares rain for the earth, he makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food, and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man, but the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool, he scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord. Psalm 145, identified as a psalm of David and identified as a song of praise, has an acrostic structure, and it's an individual praise song. The psalmist addresses God in a very personal way, listing many ways in which he will praise God and his fame. He envisions multiple generations recounting the mighty deeds of God, praising God and his reputation. He points out God's character, focusing on his love and his mercy. And he depicts Israel praising him and teaching each generation to do likewise, which they were commanded to do. He also praises God for his care for all of those that call on him and fear him, and his punishment of the wicked. He calls on everyone to join him in praising God. Psalm 146 does not have an author listed, but it's a praise psalm, and they asks for an audience to praise God. He describes his intention to praise God himself, asking those who read it to place their trust in God alone. He points out that those that are blessed in the world are those who hope in God, the one God who created everything, the God who helps the oppressed, who feeds the hungry, who heals the suffering, who loves the righteous, who protects the vulnerable, and who opposes the wicked. He concludes by praising God who will reign forever. Psalm 147 is another praise psalm, this one intended to be a psalm used in a gathering. He asks for the Israelites to praise God for his tender care of them and his control over all of creation. He recognizes that all that continues on the earth is because of God's power and God's intention. Verse 8, he covers the heavens with clouds, prepares the rain for the earth. His activity is ongoing. In addition, he is also protecting those who fear him, those who hope in his steadfast love. He goes on from there to focus on the protection of Israel by seeing this peace and stability of Jerusalem as a symbol of the nation. Verse 13, he strengthens the bars of your gates, he blesses your children, within you he makes peace in your borders. The psalmist sees all of that God is doing out in the world as far as sustaining his creation, and uses that to draw the conclusion that surely God would have the ability and the intention to protect Israel if they remain faithful to him as well. He ends with praising God for revealing himself to the Israelites and revealing his word to them that they might be sustained. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.